Historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs, have long been seen as bastions of the quintessential African-American college experience. HBCUs educated future doctors and lawyers, lifted many African-Americans out of poverty, and created the Black middle class as we know it. Over the years, some HBCUs have struggled to stay afloat. But as WAMU's race and identity reporter Sasha Ann Simons explains, student applications are on the rise, and a new museum in D.C. dedicated to HBCUs aims to help push enrollment even higher.
It wasn't long after Gabrielle Johnson finished undergrad at a predominantly white university in South Carolina last year that she knew she wanted something different for grad school. So Johnson decided to study film at Howard University, a place she felt would help fill that void.
The Black experience, the homecoming, the teachings and history that we went through.
The 24-year-old wanted to be part of the legacy that shaped the lives of so many African Americans before her. HBCUs connect generations together, cultivate talented professionals, and house some of the most impressive collections of African American art in the country.
I wanted to be a part of a program and a school that really builds you up on what you want with your people.
Johnson enrolled despite Howard's ongoing scrutiny, a recent financial aid scandal, and multiple student protests. And Johnson's not alone. Howard saw a 25% increase in student applications last year, while other schools in the district saw a decline. Known as the Mecca of African American learning, Howard still draws students from all over. Down the street from the campus, the HBCU Museum is the only space dedicated to highlighting historically Black colleges across the country. It opened earlier this year during Black History Month. The storefront space is covered with historic photos and artifacts that retell the HBCU story. There's African-inspired apparel for sale near the front window, and the experience costs $10.
That's why establishing the HBCUs were so important, because, you know, back then it was a struggle for us to have anything.
Staff member Valerie Riley gives a tour to about 15 high school students from Tacoma Academy in Silver Spring. She uses a handy pointer stick to gesture and recite Black history facts and the fine details of the Black college past to the group of teens.
The very first one was started in 1837. It's actually my alma mater, Cheney University of Pennsylvania.
16-year-old Kyla Scott is one of the few who's not wrapped up in her cell phone and paying close attention. For her, enrolling in an HBCU after high school is a no-brainer.
I definitely want to go to an HBCU. I've been waiting to go since I was a little kid. My parents have been pushing it.
The nearly 700-square-foot museum is still in its infancy stage. Some of the students left wanting to know more about Black colleges. That's why Executive Director Terrence Fort says he's already planning a phase two of the HBCU museum. It will be in Atlanta. Construction is underway on the part museum, part hotel, built on a massive 5-acre lot. Fort says the idea for the museum began while brainstorming with his parents, who attended Howard in the late 60s. Though he wouldn't say how much the family-owned venture is costing them, Fort says a number of community partnerships have helped make the dream possible.
We're not looking to, you know, become, you know, wealthy behind this process. The process is wealthy in mind, wealthy in culture, wealthy in our community.
Fort hopes visitors will get inspired by the museum and enroll their kids or even themselves in an HBCU. But HBCUs are facing other challenges. They've long had funding woes and often receive less money from the government than predominantly white institutions. That's led more than 20 Black colleges to close their doors over the years, and many had to cut staff, programs, and raise tuition fees that students often can't afford.
William Latham, Chief Student Development and Success Officer at the University of the District of Columbia.
It's William Latham's job to increase retention and graduation rates at UDC, a historically Black institution with roughly 75% African-American students. Latham says HBCUs constantly have to prove why they still deserve to get funding from local governments and institutions.
We have to make that case almost every day, and it has to be effortlessly in terms of how we talk about what we do, how we do it here, and how we perform.
Latham says he's glad the HBCU Museum can help preserve the school's legacy and give those who might not otherwise have known a deeper dive into the authentic Black college experience. For WAMU, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.